First of all, tell me about the golf course.
The golf course was leading off the agenda. However, we had a quick visit from Greg Wright from the Folk School.
Hmm.
He stopped by just to update the board on the progress next door.
Oh, right, yeah.
Just sort of a neighborly, this is how our project's coming along, this is what we expect. And so after Greg took the stage, it was Mike Conshear from Gunflint Hills Golf Course and I, and we presented a memo that had a kind of a stark bottom line to the state of golf. I know there's been a lot of golf in the headlines from the county, and the city is now in a position where we're in the same needs as the county. It's nowhere near as bad. It's not in the millions of dollars, but if we looked at golf capital at the Gunflint Hills course, we have small capital needs in the five-figure range. And they need to be funded annually if we're going to continue to be a sustainable golf course.
And what would that mean financially?
Just an increase to the golf expenditures. Mm-hmm. In the golf budget, we would need to budget more for capital.
And how was golf this year?
Golf at Gunflint Hills was up, but it's a seasonal sport. It's like farming. It all depends on the weather.
So we're not talking about, some of the infrastructure problems that exist down at Superior
National. No, nowhere near the scale. This is in the golf. The current state of Gunflint Hills golf is sound. It's in a fine state, actually. The conditions are just fine. It's the equipment that's maintaining these fine conditions, the older mower fleets and the older irrigation systems that need to be replaced. So when you look at that over time, you've got a replacement schedule and you've got some capital needs, some money over time, if you will.
And things don't get cheaper.
No, and we need to schedule money over time if we want to be able to afford replacement equipment in the future.
And how did that settle with everybody?
Well, it was just a four-year information type of a memo. You know, we've been working on this all fall now that it's the off season and we can, analyze the numbers. And it's just, serendipitous that, golf is in the headlines. But it was, I think, well-received by the park board. They weren't surprised at all. This was something that they had sort of tasked us to do as far as come up with, the real numbers to keep Gunflint Hills solvent.
Okay, well, then the next big thing is the community connections. And that sort of went back to the drawing board. And what did you
the off-season with campers. I'm not too busy checking people in. I'm working with engineers and consultants. And SEH, our consulting firm, with the connection with the trail project.
Just remind us what the connection is.
Yeah, quick background. It's the first sort of build out of the master plan we did a few years back. We said we need to open up our front doors to the public, to the pedestrians. And those front doors are on the northeast corner of the park. They're over by the Folk School, up by the Highway 61. The bike trail's right there, sort of the bottom of the old Gunflint Trail. That corner of our park, we want to put in a nice entrance, a nice grand entrance, pedestrian friendly, ADA accessible. There happens to be stormwater there. There happens to be a ditch, a muddy old ditch right now. And we're trying to manage the stormwater effectively.
Well, the first estimates that the consultants came through with kind of took the wind out of everybody's sails. So where are we now?
Well, we're back to the what's most important to us, right? The first set of plans, the consultants, I think, took a stab at if money was no object and if they wanted to keep the maintenance really at a minimal and they didn't want a large pond, this idea of a grit chamber got specced. It's an underground storage, baffled, slow down the water, trap the sediments container.
So this is primarily the stormwater.
That was the bigger plan, the bigger price plan, spec the stormwater system maybe ahead of time before they asked us, is money most important or is effectiveness most important or is aesthetics most important? Those three were sort of put to the board last night in a what's most important for us? And that everyone went around and discussed their preferences. We had a small tally, and now we know, I think, from the board's perspective, what's most important to the stormwater component, but it can translate to the trail as well. It's the entire project. It's the consultants asking the client what's important to you.
So then they'll take those ideas and try to build a community connection around those?
Well, it certainly is going to redraft the first concept. It's going to, you know, fit the needs of the board and the community, we hope.
Well, in a nutshell, what does the board think is important?
Cost, effectiveness, and aesthetics.
In that order?
If you had to, I think if you had to rank them, yeah. If you look at the straight scoring of, if you had to rank those three out of, three, what do you do? One, two, three. That's the finish there.
When do you guys start taking reservations for next year?
Oh, sure. Now, that's the fun part of my job. In about a month or less, the phone will start ringing again. The 3rd of January, for all those out there that need them, Fisherman's Picnic especially, the 3rd of January. It's a Tuesday. We'll walk in, there'll be 50 messages. We sell the Fisherman's Picnic out that first day.
Really?
Yeah. It's like I say, people are on hold for 3 hours, then they finally get through. It's a tradition that it's only been 4 or 5 years I've been in on it, but I enjoy it. If you're not calling for Fisherman's, don't call the 3rd.
Dave Terstig is the manager of the Grammarais Rec Park, and we will talk to you in a month or so.
That sounds good.
Thanks,
Thank
David.
Thank you.